Hello, listeners. My name is Kabir Subbaiah, and welcome to the fifth episode of Team Recharge's podcast on sustainability and service. In this episode, we will be interviewing Kabir Singh Bhai, a student at the Dhoon School. He is currently in his final year in school. In 2016, he was part of the team that founded an initiative called Dobri House and is now leading it. Dobri House is a social initiative that teaches handicraft skills to underprivileged members of our communities, such as prisoners in the Dehradun jail and women in the local panchayat. Enough of me speaking. Kabir, it's great to have you with us. Why don't you begin by telling us a little bit about Dobri House and why you were inspired to join it?
So, Dobri House is an initiative that works in teaching people skills so that there can be a point at which they can themselves go ahead and get employed. The idea behind Dobri House was if we can teach them skills of making leather accessories by, you know, how to use the machines, how to cut the leather, how to stitch it, then there could be a time at which they could do it on their own and actually, you know, sort of make some money. And we also have aided in this process by, you know, after teaching them skills, the products they make, we sell those further at, you know, melas and events and like school founders. Then the profits are then taken, given back to the people, and part of it is reinvested in teaching more people and spreading sort of the skills that we have acquired and that we can further that the handicraft skills. In terms of what inspired me to join it, I mean, from the very beginning, I felt like I've been in a culture that has sort of encouraged service, and there's always been an obligation that, you know, if we're like coming from a privileged background, that we have to give something back to society. And that's just the culture I have grown up with. And I'm very thankful for my parents for sort of inculcating that in me. And I think that's where the inspiration comes from, for being able to help people. And I think the other point is that when my brother started this initiative with us, he worked with my father at his leather factory. And that started the inspiration of producing something, like making an actual product. And how can we, you know, market that and actually help people by, you know, marketing it? And what's the social impact we can have from the skills we learned from, you know, working at my father's factory? I think that's where the inspiration for Dobri House comes from, and my inspiration to take part in it.
Thank you, Bhaikveer, for that insightful answer. I'm reminded of the quote, give a man a fish and you feed him for a day, and teach a man to fish and you feed him for a lifetime. And I think that goes very aptly with this initiative. So on to our next question. When you were part of the team that started Dobri House, it had a purpose and it had a vision. What was that vision? And to what extent do you feel that vision has been fulfilled?
So that's a really good question, right? So the initial vision of Dobri House was to have a self-sustaining business. And the point was that there should be a point that we can step away and let Dobri House function on its own, where the, you know, the inmates we have taught and where the, you know, the women in the local panchayat who we've taught can run it by themselves. So the point was, you know, to be able to give them the source of the material, to teach them, you know, how to order the leather, then to, you know, the design process, to, you know, the finishing product, and finally go ahead and sell it. So there have been some hiccups on the way, and I have to say we are a bit far from that vision, but we have been working on it. Like a few years ago, we had one of the women come to the factory where we used to use scrap leather from and see how that worked, right? And then we gave them the contacts of suppliers. But with COVID, there has been some halt in the progress, but we've been constantly in touch with them. And we are teaching them sort of like social marketing skills in terms of Instagram and, you know, how to use that. So our Dobri House page, we often tell them and show them the posts we've done so that they can understand, you know, how they should move ahead and how they can run Dobri House on their own. But yes, I'd have to say we are still far from that thing, from that vision. But we have fulfilled parts of it, like in terms of we have been able to teach them the skills of producing leather. And over the years, we've sold a lot of leather products, such as purses, right? And leather bracelets, right? So we have been able to impart that skill. But in terms of reaching a situation of self-sustainability, we are a bit far from that yet, but we're constantly working at it, and I'm sure we'll be able to reach it.
Thanks for that answer. You brought up COVID, and that actually brings me to my next question, which is, Dobry House relies on face-to-face interaction, and as a result, I imagine it must have been affected by COVID. So in times of COVID, how does Dobry House further plan to continue its work? And what advice would you give to other social service initiatives?
Yeah, so I think the most important thing in terms of like what we've been trying to do is we actually don't have a bank account because we were under 18, right? So we've been trying to set that up so we can go online and sell online. But the second problem that comes with that is when you move to selling online, the products have to be perfect because right now they're handmade, right? So there's a lot of variation in color. And because we also use scrap leather, there's no consistency in terms of the colors we get because we are just taking the leftovers from factories and using that, right? So we've been trying to sort out those logistics so that we can move to an online platform. The advice I would give is to try and do what you can do. There are like, we can't sell as much as we could before. And that definitely hurdles, right? But we're trying to take on new approaches by going online. And the second thing I say is expand, like, you know, use social media. Make sure that if you have, like, you know, if your initiative has a social media account, constantly post on it, keep updating and build momentum through that. That's one of the ways I think, like, you have to harness the situation we have. And social media gives us a platform to really develop our initiatives and develop the, you know, the people working with them and the momentum we have. So that's what I would suggest.
Thank you. That's an amazing answer. So thank you for joining us today, Kabir. This interview gave me some understanding of your vision, your work, and your plans. I wish you the very best with your work in the future. To our listeners, thank you for tuning in. Follow us on our social media platforms for more, and we'll be posting Dobry House's social media tags also in this episode's bio. See you in the next episode.